I'm Jamin Anderson for KISU, and this morning in the studio, I'm joined by Shirley Hockett, mm-hmm. who is a management assistant with the Continuing Education Workforce Training Department here on Iowa State University campus, and also with Jan Flandreau, who is the president of New Knowledge Adventures. Jan, what is New Knowledge Adventures stand for?
Well, New Knowledge Adventures, or NKA, is an organization for people 50 years and older, and we offer lifelong learning classes and adventures.
Those classes take place here on the campus or throughout the community?
They take place throughout the community.
When was NKA established?
It was established in 1997. And it was established by a small group of people led by C.J. Lammers, who was our first president. And he had a vision to create lifelong learning opportunities in Pocatello and the surrounding communities. And this group worked with ISU's continuing ed department, and it follows the International Rhodes Scholar Program.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. Shirley, can you talk a little bit about the catalog for this program?
Well, at first the catalog was just sheets of paper folded in half. I think they started out with maybe 10 or 15 classes, and we have grown from that to a catalog of housing over 100 classes.
Wow.
And the classes are usually, they can be one day, they can be one week, they can be the whole semester, from wood carving to dancing classes to meditation, to some history classes.
Okay.
So there's a mix of everything.
So given that they can run from one day through the entire semester, are there different points at which you can sign up for these classes?
We never close registration.
Okay.
We tell those who register late that the classes that have limited seating are probably full. However, we do put them on a wait list, and because always at the last minute something happens. And we encourage them to register for the classes that do have openings.
Will you talk about what the cost to join New Knowledge Adventures might be? And are there any other restrictions or qualifications that one has to meet other than being over the age of 50?
The cost is $40 a semester. There are, and then we charge $5 parking fee. Okay. And that's for on campus and for class time. Some of the courses do have an additional class fee. Like the art classes might have for their fee. They have wine tasting and food classes. They might have an additional fee. They also have trips. They're short trips. Some are overnighters. So if people are looking for a trip and they can't afford the, you know, other extended trips that they have, NKA is a good place to start. And they're at a reasonable cost. It covers the bus, the hotel rooms, the tips, the gratuities, everything is included in the cost of the trip.
Sounds like it's a great place to meet other folks, too.
It is. It's amazing how many widowers and widows will meet and become social because, you know, once they lose their partner, what do they do? You know, so, and there's been a couple of marriages within, I know FFL, Friends for Learning in Idaho Falls is another group, but I think through NKA there's been a couple of people that have met and have gotten married.
It's always fun to learn and to travel with other folks too, so that's cool to hear. So Jan, please tell us about an event that's coming up December 7th. It's the Older Adult Open House taking place at the Roy F. Christensen Building. That's Building 48 here on the campus of Idaho State University. What's the purpose of this open house?
First of all, NKA will be handing out the catalogs for the spring semester, and that spring semester starts January 13th.
Okay.
And so members can stop by and pick up their catalogs. We'll have a few extras for people who are not members that want to take a look at the catalogs. And then we have invited the Senior Activity Center, United Senior Project, Snake River New Horizon Band, and ARP. And they also will be there, and they'll have a table set up so that people can come by and have light refreshments and talk to the different organizations and learn about the latest happenings with each group. We're working towards finding a building that we would all share and would house these senior groups. And so there is an ad hoc committee that the mayor of Pocatello set up, and each of these groups is in the ad hoc committee.
Okay.
And that's what we're working towards, is trying to find a building that we could share and run our organizations out of that building.
Okay. So you're reaching out to the community asking for help with this space, correct?
Yes.
How could someone contact you if they can help with this?
They could contact Rick Cheatham. He's a city councilman. Mm-hmm.
The hours of this event run from 10 a.m. through noon. There is free parking, and of course,
right.
refreshments are available as well. Would either one of you like to speak about a fun or exciting or enlightening event or trip or experience you've had with New Knowledge Adventures?
I was fortunate to go on a Yellowstone trip with them. And I always worry about them getting hurt and making sure that they're taken care of and whatnot. And I was the one that had to be fished out of the snowbank because I had stepped off the road and sunk into my, armpits and had to get help getting out of the predicament. And everybody else was, they were safe. Leave it to me. But it was a fun trip. It was an eye-opener. I got to see the group outside of the classroom setting, and outside of my office. It was fun. And it's a trip that I'll always remember.
That sounds fun. It's nice to know that Idaho State University is not only working hard for the future of our young folks, but also providing opportunities mm-hmm. for older Idahoans as well.
Well, and I look nice. At them as they've got grandchildren, mm-hmm. great-grandchildren, and Idaho State University is a great college, so there's always those prospective students that could come from this.
How cool. Well, thank you both for coming in to talk to us today about this event. We want to repeat this information. The Older Adult Open House, December 7th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon in the Roy F. Christensen Building here on the campus of Idaho State University in Pocatello. And for more information, folks can go.
Then call our office, 208-282-3155, or they can email me at mcelshir@isu.edu for more information.
Great. That was Shirley Hockett. She is the Management Assistant for the Continuing Education Workforce Training Department here at ISU. And we've also been with Jan Flandreau, who is President of New Knowledge Adventures. Thank you. The New Knowledge Adventures Senior Activity Center, United Senior Project, Snake River New Horizon Band, Southeastern Idaho Council of Government, and Southeastern Idaho Senior Games will be represented at the Older Adult Open House December 7th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Roy F. Christensen Building in the Tech Cafe Eating Area. The New Knowledge Adventures members and non-members can pick up the Spring 2020 class catalog on that day. For more information, you can visit kisu.org, look for our homepage post for audio of this interview, dates and locations of the event, along with contact information for today's guests, Shirley Hockett and Jan Flandreau. That's all at kisu.org. Look for the homepage post, New Knowledge Adventures.